4 HKX Mobile. ZLK Mobile, St. Patrick.
Hey Shane, you on your way home yet?
Still working.
Sound like me out there now.
Especially this time of year.
Is. At least it's only temporary. It's not every day.
Usually, even when it's not busy, I'm usually working till about 7 anyway.
When do you start on one?
Sometime, it's around 8:30. Right now, they're saying 9:30 because we've got so much volume coming in, they can't get everything wrapped up in the morning. But I still start a little bit earlier than whatever they start. I got to come in and get a tractor and free trips and everything like that.
I'm just curious if you were starting earlier or later since you were working later in the day.
It's about the same, maybe a little bit, you know, by a few minutes. But I got to come in a little bit earlier tomorrow and take a trailer out to one of my pickups. So I didn't even have time to take him another trailer. Usually when I do a swap out, I take an empty trailer. But the way it worked out today, I was like, I'll just come back tomorrow. You know, come in early and bring you one in the morning.
You're putting in the effort and they're okay with it. Not, I guess they're not being a pain in the butt, you know, how some people are about things like that.
Don't even start loading it until after lunch anyway, so it really doesn't matter. I just got to get it before I start making my deliveries.
Competitor was in chaos this afternoon when I went by.
Are you just now leaving there, or do you get home and go back out again?
I have just left where I parked my tool truck. I was straightening it up some and getting it ready for tomorrow. And then standing around talking with the owner of the shop where I park at.
I'm glad you've got a place you can park it instead of having to drive it home every night.
Saves me about 40 miles a day off the truck.
It helps, but then you're putting it on something else.
I'm putting it on my Excursion, which is much easier to drive down this little narrow, curvy, two-lane road, too.
Hold on. I remember we got our Excursion. It seemed like a big vehicle.
I'm jumping out of that 24-foot box truck all day long into this. It feels like I'm driving a Pinto.
I know what you mean. And you get used to driving it. My wife, boy, she can drive this thing around town like nobody's business.
My other truck is a crew cab long wheelbase F-350. So that's what I'm used to driving it for years. And then driving the tool trucks and driving this. And everything I ever owned has been a big vehicle, so it ain't nothing to me.
Funny sometimes to get into my wife's car now. Got a little Toyota RAV4. And when I haven't driven it in a while and I climb in and I think, boy, there's not much room in here.
How I feel about that Peterbilt.
That thing pretty tight.
It's real tight compared to the Freightliner M2. There's about a foot difference in the cab width.
The Kenworth I used to drive was terrible for legroom. And not only that, the seat sat way back behind the window, behind the door. You had to lean forward to look out of the window. There was no leg room, nowhere to stretch your legs out or anything. For as big as it was, they filled the whole front of the truck up with engine and made the cab a lot smaller.
Their thought process was for it, but as short, I'm 5'8 at best, and I sat with the seat all the way back against the cab, and still, you know, wishing I had a little bit more. You know, I'm not a big guy by any stretch of the imagination. I don't see how anybody bigger than me can stand to ride in them.
Two, and there was not a lot of leg room for sure. There's times I go down the road, I put the cruise on, and at nighttime there wasn't a lot of traffic, I would stretch my right leg out and I'd have to turn it sideways, turn my foot sideways to try to move it between the gear shift and the rest of the dashboard just to get a little, you know, stretch my knee out a little bit.
Exactly what you mean. Luckily, mine's an automatic, so I don't have to deal with the shifter since I'm climbing in and out, you know, in the back of the truck constantly. And trying to stretch, I'm over there kicking the cup holder, and that's where my radio's at, so I got to be careful not to kick it.
Interesting how the different companies design their vehicles. Anyway, I'm here at this, I got to drop this trailer and pick up another one. I'll be back in about 5 minutes at 4ZLK.
And I may be here. I still got a few minutes to get there, so if not, 732, you can have a safe trip.
Fort ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lion Papa.
Alexander, KO4 HKX.
KO4 HDX, how are you today?
I'm good, Alexander. It's Patrick, and it's H Hotel, Kilo X-ray.
All right, Patrick, I'm still working on that, you know, I'm from here. When I hear it, I know I have you in my logbook somewhere, so, yes, here you are. Yes, KO4HKX, correct?
That is correct.
Keeping the logbook to kind of recognize the call sign and get the name, but my logbook is getting bigger now, and it's harder to flip back to find the person.
You made quite a few contacts on the radio. I hear a lot of them, but I can't always come back to you because I'm in the middle of something.
Now I have 40 contacts in my logbook.
Dude, that's not bad for, what, 3 weeks now?
I haven't made any. I don't think I've logged any contacts in the last week or so. I think I've made them, especially on Echolink. I just haven't logged them yet or haven't bothered to log them.
Good to keep up with. I'm sure where I'm driving most of the time when I'm on the radio, I haven't been able to keep one. So I've had to just remember voices and learn the calls as I go.
ULP for station ID. Yeah, I hope to be able to recognize voices and call signs more as I talk to more people on the radio and, you know, get to know them better. The more I talk to the local people, the more I'll be able to recognize their voice and remember who they are.
You'll get there. Don't worry. It took me a while, too.
It take me a while before I can recognize voices. There are a few voices out there that I can recognize. I can recognize Tom and Walt like almost right away, and I think most of the time I can recognize Chad and Russell because, you know, I know him personally. I hear his voice enough that but I think I was, when you came on, I was pretty sure it was you, so I'm getting better at recognizing voices.
And don't worry, it'll come. Just give it time.
Yep, you know, the only way I'm going to learn it is by talking on the radio. I try to be here almost every day. I normally throw out my call sign. There's been a few days I've thrown out my call sign and haven't gotten anybody because I didn't spend much time on the air. But most of the time, I'm on here every day in the evening around this time.
To catch people this time of day because most of them are home having dinner with their families or they got things to do in the evening. Don't worry, I've threw my calls out bunches of times during this time and nobody's come back to me.
This is the time normally on the radio piece that works best because in the morning I do in school, in the afternoon my brother wants me to play with him, so, and then in the evening my cousin comes home from high school and she's doing homework, and then, you know, it's just perfect time for me to get on the radio, but not for everybody else. But normally I can manage to pull off a contact on here or in using Echolink in Australia or somewhere in the world.
You're trying out that Echolink talking to Australia? I bet that's fun.
I've talked to Australia twice, I think, and made some contacts in the U.S., got a contact in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and I really like the Pearl Harbor, Hawaii repeater. When you sign on to it, when you connect to it, it says, welcome to Pearl Harbor. So, you know, the repeaters out there are pretty neat on how they introduce themselves. And then, I don't know if you talked to Barrawala Mountain in North Carolina, Hendersonville. It says, its introduction is high on top Barrawala Mountain. So this repeater something something.
The 640 repeater, correct?
What frequency it is. My radio says the names of the repeaters, like where they are. I'm not sure about the frequency. So all I know, it's on Barrawala Mountain because it says it's on Barrawala Mountain.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the 146-640. And I talk on that one on RF sometimes, but not on Echolink.
I'm on Echolink. That was with on my regular radio.
So I take it you're enjoying the hobby so far.
I, you know, more than enjoy it. It's really fun.
How's your brother doing on his studying?
Well, thought he was gonna study, but he hasn't started studying yet. He tried, and then he couldn't read the words, so I don't know. Maybe I can get him interested. I hope.
Yeah, it'll take time. He'll eventually get interested in it if you just keep sharing it with him and letting him enjoy with you.
First, he seemed really interested, like wanted to be my secretary up here, helping me like log stuff. But now, you know, he's normally not up here. I just hope I can get him interested. I think he'll enjoy. I think it'd be fun for him to be able to do it with me.
Mr. Will, I know when I was younger, my brother and I, we used to do everything together. We were inseparable. So if I'd have had a hobby back then like this, we'd have sure been doing it together. But Alexander, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to hop out. It was good to talk to you again this afternoon, and you take care, and I will talk to you on down that log you've got going on, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
This is Patrick. It was nice talking with you. This is KO4ULP, and I'm clear.